Hi there, everyone. It's me, Justin Blaze. I'm gonna keep this really short and simple because my phone's a piece of shit and I'm tired and everything going on right now with TikTok. I want to just plug my stuff real quick just so you know where to find me. All right, so here is my link tree. As you can see here, it is linked on my TikTok bio. It'll send you to my Instagram, my TikTok, Twitter, whatever. But the big thing, the important thing, if you look closely on my Twitter here, for example, the @ is now @ Justin Blaze Burn, because before when I made that, I just slapped TikTok on it, because apparently, Justin Blaze was already a person. And as you can see up here, sorry, it's kind of cropped, but you know what, I don't give a shit. Here is my Instagram, @ Justin Blaze Burn. Again, I just swapped out TikTok with Burn and talk with Burn, because I guess TikTok is burning. I don't know. I tried to make a fun. Look, I'm just going to get real with you guys here. I'm angry. Not for me, obviously, because here's the thing. I have not really posted on TikTok for a long ass time, partially because one of the biggest things I made on here was, like doing the Shaggy impression, which I still enjoy doing, but I wanted to focus on art and do other stuff. I'll probably experiment with Instagram, see what I can do on there. The other reason, not so fun reason, my phone fucking hates TikTok. Like, I don't know if anyone else is like this, but my phone, like, the app will freeze. It won't post stuff right. If it's above, like, 5 minutes, it'll set itself on fire. There was one instance where when I was uploading something, I actually put it in the freezer and it made it upload faster because it was cooler, because it was overheating that much. So that was the other reason I haven't posted much on here. The other reason is because I have dipshit fucking roommates who are loud as hell and will never leave me alone. It's fine. They're not even home. I just did that for comedic effect. But if I'm being completely honest with myself, the biggest reason I'm mad is the reason all of you are mad, because at the end of the day, I would not have learned a lot about the world, about problems in the world. For example, I don't know if I can say that on here. I don't know how TikTok bleeping works. But the fact that shit like that is just, I could go on a tangent, but here's the thing. I feel like I'm just saying what I've already heard a million times. We have so many goddamn issues in the US, and it takes like, what, a few days for them to decide to ban TikTok? Like, so I might post on here. I've got a few things in the drafts I might post before this thing possibly, I don't know. Hopefully it doesn't. I really hope it doesn't, but not to be a stupid comedian, but you know what? The thing's out here right now. Hi there. I'm Spider Justin. And in the wise words of Emma Stone's amazing dialogue from everyone's favorite Spider-Man movie, this is it.
No matter how buried it gets, or how lost you feel, you must promise me that you will hold on to hope. Keep it alive. We have to be greater than what we suffer. My wish for you is to become hope. People need that.
Look, I could go on a rant for like 20 minutes straight about all the shit that this country is, but I want to, here we go. I have no idea if this is going to be my last video on TikTok. I truthfully don't. Again, I've got some stuff in the drafts. I might work on one or two things, but I want to move to Instagram or move to something else, what have you. But a few things. One, I will forever cherish this app, because as much as a part of me kind of hated it, because it kind of turned into the do the rawr from Shrek. But like talking like this? Like talking in a weird voice crack? That's how I made it on this thing. That's how I met a lot of you guys. And I'm forever gonna fucking cherish that. And two, the more important thing, the people in charge of this godforsaken country just, they want to control this. They either want to control this or get rid of it. There's no other way to put it. And that's why I played that clip. Because I want to have hope. I would love to have hope. But if we can't find hope, we have to become hope. And I know it's probably oversaid. Sorry, my earbud keeps falling out. It's probably been said 1,000 times over in media, in books, in, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is what, A Bug's Life, the ants versus the like two grasshoppers. I know it's really easy to make it simple, but at the end of the fucking day, if we don't take a stand, they're going to take away whatever the fuck they want. And quite frankly, I'm not going to let them. I'm not. Because here's the thing. I know some people on this app are just like, this is a fun, dumb little thing to watch cat videos on, and that's valid. I could care less. But some people, some friends of mine, use this app for their content creation, okay? They use this to help pay their damn bills. And the fact that people are just like, hey, let's just ban the app altogether because of a, you know, security risk. Just cruel. And that's not even including the, you know, obvious gaping fucking elephant in the room of, you know, news coverage of, again, I don't know if I can say it, but you know what the fuck I'm talking about. It's not that I'm afraid to say it either. I just want to clarify. I have no idea if TikTok's going to censor this. Like, for example, I called out an abuser on this TikTok, and apparently I was labeled for harassment. For harassing the abuser. Yeah, I don't know. I'm really sorry if this turned into a vent, but here's the thing. I'm kind of up to here, you know? And I'm a pretty laid-back guy. You know, fuck it. This stupid thing's not... Sorry. But, I'm just going to say this much. Follow me on my Linktree. Follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, or, you know, fuck it. I'm not giving Muskman any fucking shit. It's Twitter. I might be playing around with Instagram, see what that's all about. I pretty much only post art there, so I don't know. I'm sorry if I sound defeated. I'm just genuinely really tired. Long day, but, I just really want to, I want to spread the message of hope, okay? I want to spread the message, but I don't want it to be sugarcoated. Like, we gotta do the work. We gotta become the hope. I know that sounds a little hippy-dippy, but I'm at the point where it's like, I don't want to just hold out for a hero. I want to be that hero. And it's probably going to suck, and it's probably going to not be easy, but at the end of the goddamn day, they are taking this app away from us, and it's for really stupid, shitty reasons, really inhumane reasons, and I am just not standing for it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is keep fighting like fucking hell. Call your representatives. Don't threaten them with any violence. I think I have to say that. And just become hope.